time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Campbell and Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine, thank you. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice finish off to the week here.
Yeah, nice warm temperatures, that's for sure.
You remember how much snow we had last year at this time?
Yeah, a lot.
Yikes. I remember visiting my folks for Christmas last year up in the Dubuque area, and boy, they got plastered with snow last year, way more than we had. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was 4, 5, 6 feet tall, piled up in the yard after you got done shoveling it and trying to find a place to throw it. It was so bad. Hard to find parking spaces, all that kind of stuff. Green Christmas this year. Green mm-hmm. or brown, I guess, yeah. Whatever your preference is. Yeah, you need to put some lights up just to dress the place up a little bit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it looks pretty dull. But you know what? We're just ticking off days until we get to the spring portion of our calendar.
This is true.
And the days are starting, although slowly, yeah. Starting to get longer.
Yeah, that's good news, too.
That's okay. I'm kind of tired of going home in the dark after work.
Yeah, that gets old real fast. Yeah,
especially when you go home at like 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah, no.
So it's not that bad. Not quite that bad. Get a cloudy day, though, and you never know.
Yeah.
Brett's not in with us here this morning. He has some other things to attend to, so in his stead, we'll listen to this from the folks down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, less than a week now, folks around Iowa are heading off to the precinct caucuses to take care of some very important business. You've probably heard all about it, I hope. I don't know what your mail has looked like these days, but here's what my mail looked like last night when I got home from work. Newt, Newt, Newt. Newt, Newt, Rick, Mitt. That was my mail last night. Is that kind of what yours looks like these
yeah.
days? I mean, it's all just full of, you know, flyers and what have you and stuff. It is actually pretty amazing when you stop to think about it that there's, I mean, outside of staying power and the ability to show that you're a viable candidate, there's really nothing at stake. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. we don't get to our primary until June. But in the meantime, it's the first chance for those folks to show that they are a viable candidate, that they can get people excited, they can organize, and most importantly, if they do all those things, they can raise money after that, too, mm-hmm. which is one thing that happens, too. But, you know, you listen to it so much. In fact, we got a call last night from a friend of ours out in Massachusetts talking about how it's just he was watching the TV news and stuff last night, and he just wanted to call and give us a hard time. It's just caucus, caucus, caucus. That's all he was seeing, you know, on TV. Well, you'd make it sound like there, you know, every single person in Iowa attends caucus. Have you ever actually attended your precinct caucus? I'm guessing extremely accurate that the majority of Iowans have never been to a precinct caucus. I know that from experience because I see how many people show up at ours when we head out. In fact, sometimes you get no one that shows up in non-presidential years. It seems like oftentimes the only time you really get decent attendance is when you have a presidential year and you actually have in your particular party something going on like the Republicans do this time around. Democrats, of course, they already have their candidates. It's not so much excitement. But on the other side, for the presidential caucus situation, you know, that's kind of where all the attention seems to land. But that's really the least important thing that's done at caucus. You know, it's really not that terribly important. There's a lot of focus on it, and a lot of people like to talk a lot about it, but there's some regular routine business that's always taken care of at caucus because, you know, a lot of folks don't even know what caucus is. because they've never been to one, never really taken that much attention. They probably think it's just nothing more than a chance to go and sit down and pick out your presidential preference. But actually, there's a lot of important business that's done at a caucus, because that's really where the local grassroots organization begins. You know, you hear a lot about the Republican and Democrat parties and stuff on the national level and what have you. But there would be none of that if there wasn't the grassroots organizations that are set up sometimes in people's homes, right here in their own backyards. Caucus locations are set up in a number of areas. Each county has its divided precincts, and the caucuses are set up to provide folks a chance to get together with basically their friends and neighbors to sit and talk policy and to elect some representatives at the grassroots level to move things up the ladder. Actually, the caucus process allows us to govern the way it was supposed to have been governed in this country. We're not a top-down government, although it's kind of morphed into that. It's supposed to be a bottom-up government. And caucus really is the essence of that whole project in the first place. Now, in Iowa, the caucuses are not open caucuses. In some places, they have open primaries, open caucuses, things like that. At caucus here in Iowa, if you happen to be a Republican, you go to a Republican caucus. If you're a Democrat, you go to a Democrat caucus. You don't go to the opposite, unless you're willing to re-register. Now, if you're listed as no party, there really is no such thing as independent. You're either one of the parties or you're no party. But if you're a no-party person, you can go to the caucuses. You do have to register when you get there. If you go to a Republican caucus, you have to register as a Republican. You can switch your registration at the caucus, but you do have to register and at least be registered or register with that party before you're allowed to walk into the room and participate in the process. Now, conducting the presidential preference vote is, of course, one of the things that will happen. And quite frankly, it's nothing real magical. If you've not been to caucus before and you're wondering, gee, how do they do it? Do we have to punch those little chads out of a card, or do we get a ballot? We have to, you know, darken in the oval? Do we hit a little lever or something? No, you write the name on a blank piece of paper. That's kind of how it goes. You know, you'll be handed just a blank sheet of paper, a piece of paper with a pencil, and be asked to write down the name of your favorite candidate, and then those are gathered up and off you go. You know, they'll cross-check the number of votes that they got total with the number of people who were registered to be at that precinct caucus. From when you walked in the door, everybody is registered when they walk in. So all the delegates get a little ballot. They mark their preferred candidates, and once everyone has voted, those precinct members will tally them up, and then the results will be announced, and then they'll be relayed on to the county and state parties so that they can be combined with other precincts across the state, so you can get your kind of your final look at what happens. So it's really nothing amazing there. It's nothing fancy. It's just a sheet of paper and write down the name and go. Now, that's not the only thing that happens at a caucus, though. Now, there are some people that will come there just for that. Those really aren't party people. They're really not necessarily people who are involved in the process. They just, you know, feel the need to go out and do that. In some cases, they were told to go do that. But we have folks that show up that really don't show up to caucus very much. Now, it's nice to have the added interest in the caucuses and things. What would be nice, though, is to have folks take an interest long term, not just in the short term, and showing up to do that. There are some folks who will show up, and they'll complain if the presidential vote isn't taken right away, because that's what they came for. They just want to do that and leave. But there are other things that happen at caucus, too. And actually, before you get to the preference vote for the presidential candidates, there'll be other things that'll go on, too. Candidates or their surrogates will have an opportunity to get up and give short speeches. It'll often be the surrogates. The candidates can't be everywhere, so you'll get people on behalf of one candidate or another. They'll get up and give their little stump speech about why they're supporting and why you should, too. There are nomination papers that are usually there for all kinds of candidates at all levels, from the local to the county to the state to the federal level, as they need so many signatures to actually get their names on the ballot. It's a good place to get a lot of signatures, so look around at those kind of things, too. But other things that will happen at your precinct caucus as well include the nomination and election of precinct representatives to the county central committee. Each county has a central committee, and each precinct will nominate and elect two people to be able to serve as representatives to their county central committee, and they'll voice a number of their concerns to the neighbors, to the local party. They're kind of the mouthpieces for the area. They conduct official business for the county party, as they're the ones that do a lot of the organizational activities. They're the ones that raise and spend the money that they are able to gather. They're the ones that help to coordinate some things for some of the local candidates and things as well. They're the ones that kind of keep the county party running, along with the elected leadership in the county as well. Anybody can serve in that role from the precinct. It's a two-year term, and most central committees will meet at different times during the year. Some will meet once a month. Some will meet a few times a year. Some will meet as needed. It just kind of depends. But if you're interested, that's something you may want to volunteer for when you get to that portion of the caucus. Also, another thing that's done at caucus is the nomination and election of delegates and alternates to the county convention. Now, in addition, you've heard about the state party conventions and the national conventions and things. You watch those things on TV. You also have county conventions as well. Again, the caucus is a process where we start the ball rolling politically, and then everything kind of moves up the ladder from there. The next step after that, after the caucuses, would be toward the county convention, which will happen in the spring. As each precinct will receive a predetermined number of seats that'll be filled at the county conventions by those folks who are interested. Now, these people will meet with other individuals from across the county to conduct a process similar to the precinct caucus at the county convention. Now, alternates are also chosen in case people initially chosen as delegates can't make it. Those who are chosen to be delegates or alternates to the county convention are the people who are eligible to serve as county representatives to the congressional district and the state party conventions. So if you've ever had any interest in being, say, for example, a delegate to the state your state party convention, it just doesn't happen magically. It's a process, and that's where it starts. You have to go into the grassroots level if you'd like to kind of continue to be considered to move up the ladder there. And then, of course, one of the more important things that's done at a caucus is the beginning of the platform process. Every party in every county has a platform, and one of the things that folks will be doing, and it sometimes can be a longer process, is submitting ideas for the party platform. Now, the platform is basically a statement of beliefs for the political party. Is there something that you believe that the party should oppose or support? Well, that portion of the caucus is what's there to allow you to speak up and then gain support from fellow citizens. Ideas that will be generated at your precinct caucus will be discussed among folks. There'll be votes to see if those things should be advanced on. And then after that, if some of those ideas are forwarded to the county party for any debate, and then they'll possibly even be included in the county's party platform, which is debated and adopted at the county convention in the spring. So those things kind of move up the ladder as well. So in essence, as I say, the caucus is a process that is exactly, I think, what the founding fathers anticipated. It's something that happens right there locally, and it's probably the most important part of the process because it's where it starts. And if you want to be involved in the process any level on up from there, or be involved in some of the discussion and decision-making processes of what your county, what your state would believe as far as the platform goes, that's where it begins. So if you want to get involved, the place to start is with the caucus. Now, they've kind of goofed around a little bit with the dates and things. Of course, it's used to be in February. Now it's back here to almost Christmas. But the party caucuses come up next Tuesday night. Why Tuesday night, I don't know. Traditionally, it had always been on a Monday night. And then 2 years ago, they tried a Saturday afternoon, and that was a complete bomb. And now I assume it's because they have to move it up near the holidays, and they didn't want to go the day after New Year's. So it ends up being on a Tuesday night, and I know that conflicts for some folks. Some of us have to work, but it conflicts with some folks because they may have kids involved in some athletics and activities and stuff in school. But Tuesday night, January 3rd, is the evening. So if you haven't checked out your local newspapers to see, because they do have to legally be published, the locations for the caucuses in the precincts in each county, check your local newspapers. If you haven't seen them there, you can always contact your county auditor's office or your local Republican and Democrat chairman to find out more about those locations for the caucuses. So be involved. It starts right there. I want to listen to this one more time for the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Remember, Tuesday, January 3rd, hope you get a chance to be involved. Hey, you guys, make it a great day, and God bless America.